Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of the Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be, part of the solution, really. Right? I don't want you to be... I don't want you to be part of the problem. And the way you do that is you get informed. Come on, I do this every night. You know I do it. I don't mean to browbeat... Well, maybe I do mean to browbeat you to a point. But, I mean, in all sincerity, you got to get engaged. You got to get involved. I live in a community of about 300,000. And I know some of you are going, oh, my God, it's a big city. Well, that's really not a big city. Not for California. And, you know, in watching what's happening politically to our schools and so on, to watch what's happening and watch how the left is stepping up, because they know that the school boards are they know the school boards are a great place to get started. They know the school boards are a great place to get ready for that jump off, the jump off point, if you would. So you have got to be watching it. You have got to be paying attention. You have got to really understand how the process works. I met with a group of guys today I don't think you can say guys anymore, can you? I met with a group of guys today, and they were talking about how some of these seats, some of these issues have come up. And these were women of power in our area. And it's like, you haven't stepped up, that's why. You always thought it was going to be like it was. You always thought that people thought like you. And that's what happened to conservatives. That's what's happened to a bunch of us. Not me. I'm always the naysayer, if you would. But that's what's happened to a bunch of us sitting around going, stop thinking that it's always going to be fine. Stop thinking that everybody thinks like you, because they don't. And it would be boring as heck now, wouldn't it? Right? So now you've got to fight twice as hard. You've got to work twice. You know, it's like a baseball team going into the game, and they've whipped butt on this team several times in the past. So they think this is not going to be a problem or an issue. They kind of don't go in there with everything, everything they got. They go in there kind of half-hearted. Right? And then once they get in there, they start to lose. They go, oh, my God, what's going on? What's going on? You didn't pay attention. You didn't believe it was true. You didn't believe it could happen. And that's what's happening right now in a lot of ways, too. They're hearing, now please, stop believing polls. Okay? Stop. Make sure that you know You look at what's going on around you. You talk to friends and neighbors. You find out what's happening. Okay? We can win this. We can beat this. We can beat this hold, this communist, socialist hold that the far left Dems have on us. I mean, look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in the news, in the energy world. Look at California. This is the Dems think that California is utopia. I haven't figured out why yet, or how. Really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Very confused people. If this is what you want a babysitter? You want a sugar daddy called Uncle Sam? If that's what you want, then the story I did the other night is true. We've become lazy and complacent. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We have to talk about the Queen passing away today, Queen Elizabeth. You know, again, I gotta throw it in here. Shortly after she died, some of you who have a Twitter account, you should check out Twitter. You should check out these left-leaning lunatics that decided to pound on her for her white supremacy. Right? And how bad she was, what a nasty person she was, with all the money she had, what she could have done. Don't you always love it? It's the poor people that the government is taking care of, the ones that have the biggest problem with other people having money. You ever notice that? Like, they would do something better with it if they had some money. Like, giving it all away is the way to go. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. And again, she was, did I follow her closely? No. But the stories we've done for, you know, and the stories we've done on her, on the UK and so forth, she seemed to be a woman of faith, very much so. She seemed to be a woman who cared about her people. And ultimately, she did exactly what she said she was going to do. She said she would serve them all her life and serve the people of the UK. Joe Messina, your host. We've got the... You know what? You know what night it is, right? Seriously. Zoe's coming up. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You are back. Come to your host. It's a pleasure having you. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of it. Just, you can't be part of the solution unless you get informed. Okay? I mean, really, it's really that simple. It ain't that hard, as we say in the streets. Anyway, always a pleasure to have this guy with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Well, he's sporting a new look tonight. There you go. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft. I like the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study. I missed that. I haven't caught that a little bit here. And then also the co-host of Soon to Return, SoulFoodRadio.net. You can check out some of our more classic shows at SoulFoodRadio.net. Bro, what's you got going on there? I mean, seriously. You kind of got that 70s kind of Shaft cool look going. You got bell bottoms on?
I do.
Do you?
You know I'm going to have the bell bottoms on, man. That's how I roll.
God bless. So you heard that the Her Majesty has moved on.
Mm.
Died today. 96, man. You know?
Yeah.
Goes to show you that you keep moving. You keep doing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, she had a good run, man. Yeah, so, I mean, 96, that's nothing to sneeze at. So I guess it must have been all that, you know, maybe that good food and cheese and all that sort of good stuff. Good wine and cheese and all that.
You know, I'm sorry, you had me laughing there because I'm sitting here thinking, I started to read some of the tweets this afternoon, right? Right after we found out she died. And the left really are possessed. They can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And right away got on her white supremacy and good riddance to her and, you know, all about the slavery in England. And you're going, really? You people, nothing. You got nothing. You got nothing but to complain about white supremacy. I think that's the first word they teach them or set of words they teach them when they come out of the womb, you know?
Yeah. That, you know, in terms of supremacy, that's the whole thing about the Democrats and the left. Their whole thing is about being supremacy. In this case, in this era right now, they want to think of themselves as the moral supremacists. The Democrats were the party of white supremacy and still are because they think that they're superior to other white people, too. They think that they're the better white people, even better than those in jolly old England. And they're not wrong about what was, you know, the bigotry that goes over in England. I mean, you know, it wasn't like, you know, the crown there were these saints of diversity and all that sort of stuff. I mean, heck, they wanted to keep their bloodline so pure they inbred. You know, so, I mean,
That made it really pure. Look at your ears, right?
Absolutely. So it's not like they're necessarily wrong, but they're just hypocrites about it because they think they're the ones who are superior to everybody else. Like I said, even the white people in the Democrat Party think they're even better than other white people.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Look, I joke about this all the time. You know that, where I say the people at the top of the Democrat Party think they are the new gods of Mount Olympus. That's how they perceive themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden, you can't count because I'm not even sure he knows he's on this planet, let alone on Mount Olympus. So, but seriously, they really perceive themselves. We know what's better for you. Now you just go away and go do your thing and leave the rest of us alone, you know, that kind of thing. So,
but the sad part is, Joe, is that even though Joe Biden can't seem to count, these people took the White House. That's the thing about it. It's like I can't look at their ineptness and how dumb they appear to be without thinking, yeah, these people got past us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know, because it's like I imagine when the mic goes off, man, or when Biden like has his, you know, his wife help him backstage after looking all feeble-minded and stuff like that. They're like, oh, well, there's another one that we just pulled over him. It's like, you know, putting on the act.
Oh, you know, they're clanking glasses afterward and going,
yeah, absolutely.
Can you believe they voted for the dog?
Right? Yeah.
No, it really is interesting, right? Mm. And just amazing, just totally amazing. The but again, I go back to the interesting thing for me is they can't control themselves. They just can't control themselves when it comes to this. You know, here you have a whole family that lost someone who'd been, look at, she was somebody's mother, she was somebody's grandmother. She's a human being, right? Creation of the Almighty. Yeah. And the best they could do is just start ripping her apart for being a white supremacist.
Absolutely, man. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi was to drop dead tomorrow, I'm not going to be on there, ding, dong, the witch is dead, you know. I'm not going to celebrate.
I'd wait a few days anyway, but go ahead.
Yeah. It's like too soon. You know, I'm not going to be like celebrating. I mean, my heart would be broken that the woman did not know God. And she's going to, you know, hey, where she's going, man. It would be offensive to liberals to say, yeah, dude, she's going to the fiery place. They'd be offended by that, but at the same time, they're offended by God, too. So it's like, you know, don't make choices about where she's going to go. According to the word of God, she didn't want to know the Lord according to who he says he is. So that's the way it is. I'm not going to celebrate that, though. Would I celebrate her being arrested yeah, I wouldn't necessarily gloat about it because the Lord says, look, don't celebrate that, you know, you vanquished demons. Celebrate that your name is being written in heaven. So I'll be like, thanks. Thank you, God, that we have this justice and things like that. But to celebrate, you know, like her dying, or even if it was Joe Biden or anything, these are enemies. I'm not going to gloat over their death. Nope. You know, it's just, it's tasteless.
No, but as a Christian, you believe the same way. Is that, you know, you really wish to come to the knowledge of Christ.
Yeah, right.
Then you can move along. But I mean, no.
Yes. See the light. I mean, you know, people are evil. You know, I mean, there's evil people. You know, like Osama bin Laden being taken out. It's like, hey, you know.
I didn't lose any sleep over that.
Exactly. It's like I'm thankful that he cannot do any more evil. I wish he would have turned to the Lord, but I'm grateful that he's not here to do any more evil. But I'm really like, oh yeah, we smoked him, and I'm so glad he's dead, and he was this, and he was that. It's like, you know, that's tasteless, man. But I understand that a lot of people get hurt by him. I mean, yeah, it's tasteless, it's heartless.
Jesus loved the people that hated him.
Yes, and he was like, you know, forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. You know, it's
a bunch of dumb folks.
And Joe, I don't ignore that these people have really hurt people, and I am glad that there was justice. But to, like I said, to gloat over somebody's death and it's just ain't right.
Well, you and I, and again, we haven't had these kind of deep conversations in a while. But I've had people sit me down and ask me questions like, you know, so you're telling me Hitler could have gone to heaven? You telling me that Hitler could be saved? Yeah, actually, I am telling you that Hitler could have been saved. Okay?
Sure.
This is not, it isn't, and that's those people that are stuck on works. They're stuck on good works, and that's the only, you know, they don't know it. They don't know their own Bible.
Right. Yeah, because here's the thing. With Hitler, if he makes a public, as the Lord says, you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. If Hitler had witnesses for his public declaration that I believe in the Lord according to who he says he is. He is my Savior. He is the high priest and king. And yes, my high priest and king is a Jew. Right? If he came to that conclusion before he died, then yes, the gates of heaven will open up to him. If not, if he has not made that public declaration and confessed before men,
it would have been uh-oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Look how far a lot more.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fire and rain could be the theme for Southern California by the weekend. The National Weather Service saying Hurricane Kay, which is churning up off the coast of Mexico, is expected to generate heavy rains beginning Friday night. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
855-753-5563. We'll just get to jump right into it. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. And listen, where do we get the wonderful music? You know, I say this all the time. Forget Beyonce. She got nothing. Okay? I mean, she really has nothing. So she looks like all the rest of them. Well, you and I talked about this once before. Whenever you see them on stage, whenever you see them performing, if they had a paper mask on of another performer, you would know the difference. They
stand
the same, right? I mean, they do the same thing, the same basic beat. It's really kind of crazy. But anyway, you got some real good music going on, real great bass lines and what have you. People need to, and our brothers and sisters in Christ, who are you supporting? What's wrong with you people?
Thanks. And Beyonce, I don't know if she would be because we don't have the body, even though their bodies are starting to go.
I don't want to see you in a one-piece suit.
Thank you. So that wouldn't be like a fair comparison, like with Beyonce. But like, if people are into like rock music, and maybe like music, that band Green Day, they have an album called American Idiot. And the lead singer of Green Day thinks that everybody in America are idiots. And I guess there must be a lot of idiots in America because a lot of people bought Green Day's album. So I guess maybe he's right. And they love listening to his communist crap. And he's decided to throw America under the bus and denounce his citizenship and all that sort of stuff. But Green Day being a rock band, if people want like rock music where they don't have to like listen to crap like that, come check out Sledge X. Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine is great, man, if you want something more that sounds like that, Rage Against the Machine, but they don't want all the commie lyrics and all that sort of stuff, come check out Sledge X. And you can just check it out at my website, Bronze Serpent Media. You can get all this stuff without the American bashing, godless lyrics. You can get that good, crunchy, hard rock music. You know, with a little bit of jazz undertones.
Crunchy, hard rock?
Crunch? That's right, man. Crunchy, like rocks when you hit them with a sledgehammer. Crunch!
Oh, God bless. All right. Okay. Hey, if you say so, you're the rock guy. I'm just kind of like the old white guy that doesn't know much better. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to you a little bit. Again, somebody sent me a note during the break. Queen Franklin Graham, I guess, came out with a tribute to the Queen. and talked about her faith and what have you. So, you know, I'm sitting here going, you know, I didn't know the woman that well. We weren't the best of friends. She never wrote me a letter or anything. But I did constantly read about her letters about, faith in God and how important that was, how important that was to her ruling. And she would always pray and get in prayer and get quiet with God to find out how she was supposed to deal with stuff. You know, can you imagine a world leader today, other than her, any other world leader coming out and saying that in their community?
Yeah, I guess there's people now. But you know, the thing is, it depends on who you are. Like, say, for instance, Nancy Pelosi can get away with, you know, Biden can get away with it. You know, these Democrats, they can get away with invoking God when they're taking his name in vain. You know, that's the way you get away with it. You can go ahead and be a Democrat and talk about God this and that and how their faith is so strong and use God to justify their sins, which, of course, like I said, violates the commandment to not take his name in vain. So I kind of take these people.
Yeah, but now, wait a minute. Now, you know, I'm going to take an issue with you there, because how do you know they're talking about the God we serve? I mean, if they're talking about
exactly.
their God, they're not taking the Lord's name in vain. They're talking about their God, not mine.
Ah, I see what you did there. Excellent
like
point.
That?
Very good point, yes.
I mean, heck, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, no, I find that really interesting. When they talk about God, they talk about what God is about, and what he believes in, and abortion is fine. I mean, when you say that God feels abortion is fine, God is this, God is that, God is this, and you can attribute that to the God of this world, you go, yeah, okay, you're right. You're exactly right. My God doesn't believe in that. My God, the true creator of the globe, doesn't believe that. Mm-hmm. The one that kind of plays God does. So, yeah, it's really, I don't know if you saw it. I don't have his picture. There's a new energy czar, or there's a, I'd have to go look it up. They had a picture of him. Did you see that? You
know, Benton, his name Benton, something like Benton.
I don't know what his name is, but apparently he's into this masochistic stuff and all that. And so they got a picture of him in a suit, and then they had a picture of him in that leather thing, and it was a pentagram. Okay? And everybody keeps saying, well, you know, this is not a spiritual battle. No, no, no. It is a spiritual battle.
Yes, it is. Yes. The dude is a pup fetishist. He likes to dress up his boyfriends as puppies or dogs.
Oh.
And now, you know what, folks? You know what that
They don't poop on the rug or anything, do they, when they do that?
They probably do all of it. Yeah, he probably takes them out for a walk so they can pee, so he can, you know, do all the business, he can scoop it up, because that kind of stuff, you know, he's probably a fecophiliac and gets turned on by that sort of stuff. And the thing is, man, what does this tell you? This person is in charge, at this level of authority, the person isn't. This is what he feels about human beings. It's not a human being that turns him on. Humans are beneath him. You need to understand that. If he's turned on by this, by animals, that means that he thinks that humans are beneath him and sees them as animals. That's what turns him on. So you don't think that same kind of ideology ain't going to come against you with the position that he has?
Uh-huh. Oh. I can't get that out of my head now. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that
so much. There you go.
All right.
Bless. all right. A couple other quick things here. The Stacey Abrams. I know we don't want to keep bringing her name up. But she came out recently, and she gives this whole thing. About a week ago, she comes out and she says that God is good with abortion. This is what I mean, though. These people that love her and follow her and think that she's God gift to the governorship or whatever, right? And she actually talks about that there's biblical precedent on how God is good with abortion.
Okay.
I can't find anywhere where Scripture justifies murder of innocent life, right?
Exactly. Man, but I tell you what. Now, see, we both know that they do not serve God as a Jehovah God. However, they are still invoking God himself to use him for authority, whether, because if that wasn't the case, then there could be no commandment of taking the Lord's name in vain. So they are trying to invoke God himself, even though it's not God that they serve, but they're trying to invoke God himself. And by doing so, they are taking his name in vain. And yeah, that ain't going to turn out good for them, Joe.
Well, it's interesting how we're always told, right, that we have to keep got out of the conversation that, you know, we have to have a separation of church and state. And, you know, they go through all this stuff. And then when it comes to stuff like this, all of a sudden, it's okay with God. Now, black pastors are coming to her defense. Right? And I'm saying to myself, okay, so look, the biggest population affected by abortion is who? The black community. Mm-hmm. You have a black woman of stature, if you would, and she's saying that this is biblically okay to probably a large number of biblically, scripturally ignorant people, okay, who are believing her. And then you have black pastors coming up behind her and saying, no, she's right. This is not a problem. God is okay with this. He would want you to have all these things, another baby to slow you down. I don't get it. I don't get this obsession with beating with the black community. And other communities do it too, but beating yourself between this, falling in line with the Democrat Party, being dependent, making your sufficiency the government, not God Almighty. I'm thoroughly at a loss for all this.
Man, you got me. This got me grunting and growling.
I heard you. So,
they're ignorant of a great many things. It's like they are the fulfillment of what Margaret Sanger, the Democrat and founder of Planned Parenthood, was talking about the whole time. We don't want the word to go out that we're trying to exterminate the Negro population, and the colored minister is who we will be using to keep the rebellious Negroes in line. And that's exactly what Stacey Abrams and the rest of the black so-called pastors are doing.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at this stuff. And again, they're selling their own people. Hey, this is Judas all over again, only in black form.
Yes. Right?
Maybe Judas was black. I don't know. But
total sellouts. No, he was Jewish.
You know, seriously. So, and again, I look at this stuff and it drives me crazy because it shows me that these people will not take the time to learn what God wants them to do, how to act, and what to do. And it's funny, these people who push back on guys like you and me when it comes to this biblical stuff, it's always because it gets in the way of what they want to do.
Right.
They never talk about what God wants them to do. It's always about, you know, God wouldn't want me to be miserable. Well, yeah, if you're killing babies, he's going to want you to be miserable to stop, you know? All right, be back in a minute. Now you got me wound up. Show me senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joke 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, not part of it. Look, if you're not informed, you are part of the problem. It's really that simple. It's not, you know, it's not brain surgery, right? It's life 101. So get the information right, get it straight. Zoe and I were just talking. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Racel joins me. Lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And you know, we were talking during the break how they've had that movement for years that a baby is a parasite in the mom's womb, right?
Yeah.
A parasite is something that feeds off you that doesn't belong there. I'm sorry. Last I checked, the uterus was made to hold that egg as it grows, hold that baby in a safe, warm, nurturing environment. It's one of the most dangerous places on the planet now.
Oh, right?
It's a daily coin toss. Am I going to make it through the day?
Al Sharpton got mad at that billboard, man, when it's the most unsafe place for an unborn baby is in the black womb, right? Or they hung in a black community, they put this poster up in a black community, the most dangerous place to be. Al Sharpton got mad, while Al Sharpton is out there making sure that kids are destroyed in the womb. So, yeah, weird thing. But you're absolutely right, Joe. That's for these women to be out there calling the kid a parasite, especially when Democrats are the ones who make the most parasitic policies. It's really, really weird that they would come to the conclusion that the child is a parasite. And, you know, but just like you said, the female body was made to facilitate this life, this human being that's growing inside of them. The body was made to nurture the kid. The kid actually has something to feed off of. Because the woman's body facilitates that for it without this great compromise to her. And then after the baby's born, it's further validated that she's meant to feed the kid with her body because her breasts are filled with milk to feed the kid. So it's not parasitic. Women, damn, you guys don't know science, man. What's up with your lack of knowledge of biology despite being the pro-science people?
Yeah, it is amazing that these people that keep screaming at us that we're science deniers, right?
Yeah.
And yet the terminologies they come up with, the things they do, the things they say when it comes to science, the reality of the human body and that kind of thing, is it not mind-boggling, or is it just me being stupid?
No, man. Well, in this world, I mean, because of how dyslexic they are, they have assigned to themselves wisdom and to us stupidity. They're just backwards about a lot of things.
Yeah. So, you know, so somebody had said to me, I'm looking at a note here. One of the reasons you and I talk, I think it's obvious, but apparently they can't. I bring up a lot of black issues with you. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like when I do it on my own, or I have another white guest, and it's sad that we have to talk like this. They're like, well, you guys aren't black. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know the plight of the black people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I actually had a black Democrat on with me, with Star Parker. Okay.
Oh.
And he said that he knew her, and he did his homework at the whole nine yards. And then at first point, then he interrupts her at one point, and he goes, hey, I've been black all my life. See? And she's like, really? So have I. Have you seen my picture? And I grew up, and she went down the whole thing, how she grew up and what went down in her life. I mean, the guy was flabbergasted. He goes, well, you must have grew up in a better environment than I did. And she just went through her story. You know her story.
I'm thinking,
see, they don't hear anything. They have a preconceived notion that they want you to believe, and they're going to stay on it, you know, until they beat it through you. And that's the only way. So right now, they did this, the student loan thing where you get anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000 forgiveness, debt cancellation. And one of the things that was supposed to help was, you know, the lower socioeconomic rung of people. They went and got their degree, and now they can't get a job, and the economy is terrible, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you get past all this, when you really dig down, and this goes all the way back to the days, you know, of LBJ when you know, he was going to do the whole social thing and take care of people and make sure people. This goes, President Biden comes in and says, this is going to help out with all this. We're going to do debt cancellation, Pell Grant. We're going to do all this stuff. But here's the problem. When you look at the actual numbers, 70 to 75% of debt forgiveness occurs in households in the top 60% of income distribution. So that lower end, they do everything backwards, you know that. That lower end that they claim they want to help, it doesn't help them at all.
Nah. Nah, there's definitely plenty to cover here. It cracks me up, you know, I guess white people can't talk about, you know, black issues. You have to, unless they're going to totally pander to them. That you only can say, you can't point out any faults. You can't point out any problems. You can only praise, right? Pray to the pride and insecurities of the black community. To remedy that, you have to have a black person on the panel to talk about black issues. However, that black person can only qualify as a black person if that black person is also going to pander to the black community and yep. point out no faults or anything like that and make sure that everything is Whitey's fault. So those are the only black people that you can have on there. You can't have somebody like Star Parker who's going to talk about personal responsibility and basically saying, why do you give white people so much power over you? Yeah, in terms of and looking for, and you're the one wanting their approval because you want them to say everything that approves of you. They can't say anything. While they accuse black folks like myself of saying you just want the white man's approval and you say everything that the white man wants to hear, while they're the ones who actually want white people to say everything approving for them and make all sorts of approvals concerning policy. Concerning whatever it is that they want. So the ones actually seeking approval is them. And that also takes on things like affirmative action and things like that. You want white people to approve these things for you while you're accusing us of saying we want the white people's approval. But more than that, I have not yet met. I was on a panel on BET once where they came against me for being opposed to affirmative action. And I'm like, it was no point to argue with this on them on this while they're missing the big point. I'm like, did any of you get where you were with affirmative action? Heck no. And you're not going to meet a black person who's really going to admit to needing affirmative action. Because all of them are going to be like, no, man, I got to where I am because I'm talented. It's the resident Negroes who need affirmative action. You know what I'm saying? So nobody even wants to admit to needing it for themselves, but the black community needs it.
Oh, God. You know, I'm laughing because, you know, people don't know this, and I don't know. I went to a predominantly black church for years. I didn't go to – I'm sorry. I'm going to get slapped for this, but white churches are boring, okay? I'm just going to say it. So I went to a predominantly black church for years, and he used to talk about the black community all the time and how they've been lulled into believing certain things. Now, I know he was a Democrat, all right? He just voted the way he voted, but he talked about the party without actually talking about the party, but he talked about how they got lulled into believing certain things. They got lulled into believing they could only achieve a certain way. They got lulled into believing that the government was their sufficiency. He would do all of that kind of stuff, and you'd sit there, I'm sorry, but you'd sit there as one of the few white families going, do you have to talk about this now? Can you wait till we leave? Seriously. So, you know, you're dependent on the white people. You shouldn't be dependent on the white folks. You shouldn't be blaming the white folks. You should be blaming yourself for the position you're in. And you should look at a God, not the government, to you know, get yourself out of the situation you're in. And that is a message. Today, he'd get crucified for saying that message in a black church. The place would probably empty out with today's culture. Have we done, I won't say, when I say we, I mean the collective we, have we done that kind of job where we so browbeat the black community that they truly believe the only way to survive is with government assistance?
Right. The very government that they don't trust. Yeah. And that's Democrats. That's just Democrats all over.
Look at it over the years. The government has screwed the black community over the years. Decades. Not once in a while. Decades.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. He got me all worked up. I don't even know if I'll be able to sleep tonight. I don't know. Whatever. But seriously, you know, you brought up another point. It's kind of like when they have these panels. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that they always bring in black liberals?
Oh, yeah.
Right? God forbid you bring in, you know, I'd like to see three black liberals and, you know, three black conservatives and let them really discuss openly, because I can tell you, I know we're running out of time here, but I can tell you from personal experience when we put those kind of panels together to deal with issues at the school board, the outcome isn't what some of the liberals thought it was going to be, because there was actually open dialogue going on as to what was happening, right? Like, I think I told you about Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, and The Kill a Mockingbird and Of Mice and Men, where they're going to ban these books, and finally we got people that had brain cells to rub together in a room, and they decided, no, we're going to use the books, but we're going to use it in an educational form. Mm. You know? Thoughts?
Yeah.
You got last 30 seconds here. Preach.
You know, these classic books that were, you know, that were written, you know, it's such a shame that, you know, those who lean to the left in the black community, they have such an aversion to these books. You know, but one, these people who can't get over the past think of themselves as progressives and we need to move forward. They can't help but let me think about that. They bring up the past all the time and they have so much fear and an allergic reaction to these books. While claiming like they're not afraid of anything. It's like, dude, we're not afraid of these books, and these books are not going to destroy us.
All right, real quick, tell people, get more of the sage advice.
Ah, thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys can come and check out the Zoloft, Zopium Den, Music Project Sledge X.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the